We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Focus on the Upstate, a program dedicated to informing you about organizations that serve our community and how you can get involved with them. Here's your host, Chris Evans.
Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Upstate. My name is Chris Evans. Today, my guests are from the Greenville County Schools. We have Vicki Sims, the hourly workshop recruiter, and Adam James, the director of transportation. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. I understand that you guys have some job opportunities coming up, and I know it's important for people to be able to find jobs. You know, we are kind of coming off of a bad economy. It seems like it's getting better. It's going in the right direction. Unemployment's going down, but there's still people that are looking for work. So we're going to talk about that. But I'm going to start with the first question, Vicki, that I normally ask my guests, which is, what do you do and who do you do it for?
I work for the Greenville County School District, and I am the recruiter for our hourly work group.
Okay.
Positions.
And what is the hourly work group? Tell us about that.
There are positions that get paid hourly.
Right.
As opposed to salary positions, correct. They consist of our transportation department, which are our bus drivers, our bus aides, our building service department, which are our custodians, and then our food service operators.
So we're going to talk about those three categories of employment opportunity, and you've got some job fairs coming up. Just start right off the bat. When are the job fairs? So that people can kind of have it in their heads as
yes.
they're listening.
Our two summer job fairs are Tuesday, July the 17th, and then that job fair will be at the Golden Strip Career Center. The address there is 1120 East Butler Road in Greenville, and that job fair time is from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m.
Okay.
And then our second job fair is Tuesday, July 31st. That job fair will be located at SC Works at McAllister Square. The address is 225 South Pleasantburg Drive, Suite E1, and that is in Greenville. And that time is from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Okay. And McAllister Square, I know, has kind of a lot of other things that are going on there. If people walk into McAllister Square, there are going to be signs that they can follow to,
yes,
to find the way?
Yes, there'll definitely be signs. We'll be right out front, right in front of the stage will be where people will come and sign in.
Okay. Okay. So we've got July 17th at the Golden Strip Career Center that people need to pay attention to. And it's just kind of morning-ish. Like you said, 8 a.m. to...
From 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
To 1 p.m. So morning and early afternoon. We're not going to 5.
Correct.
So you got to get there early.
Got to get there early, but we'll be there until the last applicant leaves.
Okay, that's good. So if you're in line at 1 o'clock, you're going to get seen.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. And then July 31st, that's the one at SC Works at McAllister Square.
Yes, that's our all-day job
fair. That's all day, so from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
From 9 a.m.
I'm sorry, 9
a.m. to 6 p.m.
I'm glad I have you here to correct me. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yes.
Make it convenient for people, I guess.
Absolutely.
Okay. And what do people need to prepare for if they're going to come to one of these job fairs? What do they need to do?
Well, basically, it's almost like a one-stop shop during our job fairs. You know, if they want to bring a resume with them, resumes, you know, they can bring them. We will have the hiring managers there from our transportation department and then the other departments as well. So any applicants, they're there if they want to ask any questions or speak one-on-one with the hiring managers. That's what the hiring managers will be there to do. We actually will have assistants in the computer labs where we can assist any applicant filling out their online application.
Okay.
Doing a background check.
There's an online application and you can bring a resume. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
Okay. So there's an online application that you do. What kind of qualifications are you looking for from people?
And it just depends on the position.
Fair enough.
I'll let Adam speak to you about the qualifications for our transportation department.
Absolutely.
But in regards to our other areas, which are our custodians and our food service operators, you know, you don't have to have any prior experience, but it is a plus if you have any prior experience as far as custodial work or janitorial type work. Same thing with our food service operators.
You work in a kitchen before it helps.
Yes. Yeah. You don't have to, though.
Right.
It's not mandatory that you have prior work experience. It is a plus. But then the only other thing, if they want to bring resumes for those positions, we encourage them to do that as well. Work keys is a requirement. The work keys test is a requirement for a custodial position and our food service positions. You don't have to come in the door at the job fair with the work keys test. We will have information there available for them to sign up to take work keys and that sort of thing.
Gotcha. And for those that are not familiar, run through the work keys test. What is that?
I mean, it's a state mandated test. Okay. And there are three sections of the test. We just want to make sure that people have basic capabilities, whether, you know, reading, being able to read, writing, math, that sort of thing.
Comprehension.
So it is a three-part test that they have to take.
Gotcha.
In order for their application to be considered for those two positions.
And that's a state standardized test that people can take at employment centers around the state, and if they haven't already taken it, they can take it when they come to apply.
Yes, it is produced by the ACT, so it is state. We offer it at Lifelong Learning with Greenville County Schools. We do offer the Work Keys test there. I believe SC Works, they offer it as well, and Greenville Tech, to my knowledge, they offer it as well.
Gotcha. So there's plenty of places that people can take it, but if they haven't, they can do it when they come to one of these job fairs.
They can sign up to take it. They won't take it that day. They'll
take the work keys test later. So you're signing up to take it. You'll have to make an appointment to go and take it.
Absolutely.
Gotcha. But they can arrange that at the job fairs, which, again, let's just mention, we can't mention it too much, I think. July 17th at the Golden Strip Career Center from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then July 31st at the SC Works at McAllister Square in Greenville from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's correct.
Okay, now, Adam, I want to talk to you because you are the director of transportation for Greenville County, or just one of the bus depots? Because I know there are several.
No, I'm director of transportation for all of them.
For all of them?
Yeah, we have four.
I got a big wig sitting in the
station. I don't know about that, but we do have four bus centers across the school district or across the county.
Mm-hmm. What kind of qualifications are you looking for bus drivers?
Well, we're looking for somebody who enjoys being around kids. That's not a requirement, but it'd probably make your job easier.
Yeah.
You can't have any more than 4 points off of your license to be a bus driver.
Right.
And basically the process is you fill out the application, we do a background check, and then we bring you in for a week's worth of class training, which is mandated by the South Carolina Department of Education. And then we start your behind-the-wheel training, and we do all of your behind-the-wheel training. Takes the average person between 20 and 25 hours behind the wheel, and then we test you right there on site with some of our third-party testers for your commercial driver's license, your Class B commercial driver's license. Before you come to the class, you have to have the Class B permit.
Okay.
With P and S endorsement, which is passenger and school bus.
Right.
You do have to do that. We offer a permit review class to kind of help you get over that hump. But if you just come for the permit review and don't do any studying prior to that, you're not likely to do well at the DMV with your Class B permit. So we do offer that as a supplement. We don't pay for that, but it is free of charge.
Right.
So we don't charge you anything to come in and do that.
Okay. And the permit is basically just a written test, a computerized test that they give you at the DMV. You don't have to know how to drive the vehicle already. You're not going to get a road test or anything like that. You're just clicking A, B, or C.
Correct. There's only a written test to start the class week training. And before that, there's a little bit. I probably need to back that up.
Go ahead.
We do a Department of Transportation physical, which we pay for, and we give you the commercial driver's license manual to help you study for the permit.
Yeah. And I should mention, just as a matter of full disclosure, I've actually been through all this. Some of my listeners will recognize that I have driven a Greenville County school bus for you guys for about a year and a half. And so I've been through all this. I kind of know how all this goes. It's really, it sounds like a lot. It sounds kind of daunting when you list all these things. But I can vouch that Greenville County really does a good job of walking you through all these steps and training and learning to do all this stuff. Talk a little bit about the training that people receive in order to become a bus driver.
Well, we're going to put you one-on-one with one of our safety trainers, and they're going to take you out and they're going to show you the pre-trip. They're going to show you every part of the bus and teach you how to identify problems with the bus even before you begin rolling the bus. And then they're going to put you on a skills test where they show you how to parallel park it. They show you how to back it up straight, and then they show you how to back it up and go a different direction. They take you out. They show you how to load and unload students. They do a lot just driving down the road, so you become familiar with, you know, operating the bus. A lot of people believe that it's hard to drive the bus. Right. It's really not.
It's really not. I agree with you. It's not. It's different than driving a car. That's the one thing you really need to know is it's not like driving a car, but it's not really difficult. It's just different. And that was one of the things that I remember learning, just driving around the parking lot.
Right.
You know, they as you mentioned, the safety instructors, you know, they schedule the time for you to come in and get familiar with the bus and learn all of the things that you're going to have to pass on your road test. And they even, you know, they go with you and take the vehicle. Mm-hmm. They have a bus that you will take the test in. As I recall, when I did this, there was not a specific road test that was for buses. So you take the commercial driver's license that effectively you're applying
Correct.
For. So the same license effectively that that like a truck driver, a tractor trailer driver has. And you get in South Carolina, you get the tractor trailer test. And so there were a few things that were odd about it, like having to back up to a dock. I was like, I'm never going to be unloading kids at a dock.
Yeah, it's changed a little.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a Class B permit, whereas okay. tractor trailer drivers get a Class A.
Class A, right.
But it is somewhat similar to the same test.
Yeah.
There are just some parts that we omit for the Class B bus driver's license.
Gotcha. And then once you have gone through the training, what is it like to actually be a bus driver?
Well, when you're a regular bus driver during the school year, you do a morning route and an afternoon route. We ask people to be available from 5:30 in the morning till 6 in the evening. Absolutely does not mean that you're going to work
right.
12 and a half hours a day. But we just ask you to be available because our earliest routes leave at about 5:30 and our latest routes get in at about 6 o'clock, which the ones that get in at 6 o'clock and the ones that leave at 5:30, those are kind of the
long ones. Greenville County is big. I mean, it's deceptively large.
800 square miles.
I remember driving around. I spent some time as a substitute bus driver, mm-hmm. and so I got to see more of Greenville County than just about anybody alive.
Yeah, you become familiar with the road names.
It was really, but it's kind of a daunting task for you guys as the transportation professionals to pick up everybody that needs to go to school in Greenville County because it's a big place.
It is.
I mean, you got to go all the way up north into the mountains. You got to go down south almost to Lawrence County.
We actually do go into Lawrence County.
Oh, do you?
There are some students in Lawrence and Anderson and Spartanburg counties that attend Greenville County schools. So we actually do go into those counties, and we go all the way up to almost Table Rock. But that route's not available. That driver's been on that route for 34 years.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she's a great employee, and she loves that route.
Yeah.
She's driven it her whole time.
Talk a little bit about – we're going to talk about some of the tangible benefits of of employment with South Carolina School – or the Greenville County Schools, I should say. But talk a little bit about the intangible benefits. That I remember spending time with the students on the bus and getting to know them and really, really kind of building this rapport with them and meeting a lot of really fascinating people.
I would argue that the intangible benefits are the best part. When I drove a route, that was one of the things that I certainly enjoyed was getting to know the students. You know, like I referenced the driver that had been on the same route for 34 years. We have another driver that's been on that route for 41 years. He is starting to see some of the people's grandkids that he had, you know, and he's been on that route for a long time. But you get to know the students. You see areas of need. You get to see their successes. You know what things are coming up for them because the students will talk to you once they open up to you. And you know when they're going to have a big test and you know, when you get them in the afternoon, you know, how did you do on the test? How was your day? Did you have a good day? We really view it as an extension of the classroom. Because for 27,000 students in the morning.
27,000.
Yeah, that's what we transport. We transport 27,000 students and drive 39,000, almost 40,000 miles a day. A lot of people don't believe that, but we do.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, we drive almost 40,000 miles a day. It's down a little bit this year. It was 41,000 last year. A lot of people find that hard to believe in those staggering numbers, but it's what we do each and every day.
Well, and like I said, Greenville's a big county, and as I recall, and it may have changed since, because it's been a few years since I drove a bus, but as I recall, Greenville was the 50th largest school district in the country.
We are down to 44 now.
44th
largest.
It's incredible, and like I said, just a monumental task to coordinate all of this. Now, let's talk about those tangible benefits that we mentioned. When you are hired, Vicki, for the hourly work group, is it the same pay rate regardless of job or does it differ?
It differs depending on the position.
Okay. So for example, the custodial staff or the food service, what are people expected to receive in that?
So their starting pay now is $11.02 an hour, and okay. that's without prior experience. And then our food service operators, their starting pay is $10.55 per hour, and that's without any prior experience.
So potentially well. More if you do have prior experience?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then it does go up. There are sort of scheduled increases along and along.
There is.
Okay. And then for bus drivers, what do the bus drivers start at?
So our bus driver starting pay is roughly around $14.60 an hour.
Okay.
And that's without any prior bus driving right. experience.
And that's, I got to say, that's impressive because I remember when I was driving, it started around $13. It was just over $13 an hour. So it's gone up since then. And we've heard in the news recently, you know, a lot of people are clamoring for a $15 minimum wage. You guys are almost there already.
I mean, that's right.
You're not far off. So this is really kind of an opportunity for somebody who is spending some time in a job that already pays minimum wage, or only, I should say, pays minimum wage. This could be a big step up for them.
And in transportation, we pay you when you train. The day you start, yeah. you're behind the wheel, we pay you at a driver's pay.
Yeah. Now, speaking of training, I'm remembering now that I have something else that I wanted to ask you. So bus driver positions are available, but there's another position in transportation, bus aides. Talk about the aides.
We do. We have bus aides that ride on the special needs buses, mm-hmm. And they are basically there to assist the child on and off the bus, because some children are wheelchair bound, some have crutches or an impediment that doesn't require a wheelchair, and they're there to assist them on, and they help them, you know, some of the young children get strapped into the car seats or safety harnesses or things like that. The aide rides in the seat alongside a student. They don't ride right. in the seat with a student, but they ride alongside, and they're there to assist for anything that comes up with the special needs children.
And I remember this is actually something that I did quite a lot of. I specifically trained to be a special needs driver, and there is a little bit of additional training to do that, but it's kind of better because I thought it was better. I'm not going to say, you know, it's objectively better, but I thought it was better because it's different from driving a normal route. Talk a little bit about the differences between normal route and the special ed route.
Well, with a normal route, you're going to have an elementary, middle, or high, or an elementary, middle, and high, depending on what your routes are.
Right.
And you just drive the kids that don't need any special needs attention. Now, that's not to say that there aren't special needs children on buses. There are some special needs children on regular ed buses now. Simply because they don't have anything that impedes them from being on a regular bus.
Right.
So we do have that, and we're trying to actually do inclusion as much as we can to where these children can socialize with their peers. But some of the extra training, which actually now we do for all drivers, we run everyone through special needs training simply okay. because we want to be able to, if there's a shortage in one place or the other, we want to be able to borrow from one if there's an excess and do the other. So everyone gets special needs training, which we do what's required by the state. But then as Greenville County, one of the things that I am supremely proud of in our transportation department is we go above and beyond mm-hmm. for special needs training. That doesn't need to scare anyone off because okay. we train you to do everything.
Yeah.
And I would put our training team up against anyone in the state or the nation.
And you know what? So would I, because I remember going through that kind of training, and the instructors that you had were just wonderful. I mean, really excellent teachers, and really made sure that you understood the material that they were trying to impart to you. For example, the special needs training I know involves, like you mentioned, getting a wheelchair on and off the bus, how to secure the wheelchair when it's on the bus.
Right.
And some people will look at that and say, gosh, that seems like more work. But you have to remember, you've usually got an aide on a special needs bus to help with that kind of
right.
stuff.
For all the wheelchair buses, there's definitely an aide.
Right.
We have 111 special needs routes and 109 require an aide.
Yeah.
So there's only two out there that don't require a bus aid.
Well, and the other interesting thing was instead of going to a bus stop like a regular route would, where all of the students kind of congregate in one particular location, the bus comes and picks them up. On special needs, you go directly to the student's house.
That is correct.
And pick them up.
Special needs is door to door. We don't go to the door and get them. The guardian has to bring them out to the bus. But whereas regular ed, we have some centralized bus stops where if there's a subdivision, large subdivisions, right. we might have two or three stops that pick up 15 or 20 kids at each bus stop in a subdivision. You know, we try to centralize bus stops as best we can just so because it will speed up the route.
Right.
But for special needs, we do go door to door for each student. But your special needs buses are going to have way less students on it than a regular ed.
Yes. And that's the other thing that I remember. I subbed for a couple regular routes after having driven special ed for most of my career there. And I was just I was inundated with students. You know, they would just pour onto the bus. They're like, yeah. I've got 40 people on here, whereas normally I'd have, you know, like maybe five or six.
Yeah, I mean, it's every – lots of people are different. Some people don't want to do special needs. Some people can't dream of working with regular ed. I think each has their benefits, and I think each has their challenges.
And again, you guys can help people figure out what's going to be the fit for them, whether it's a bus aide, bus driver, food service, custodial at these job fairs that you've got coming up. And let's mention them again. July 17th at the Golden Strip Career Center, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., so earlier part of the day. And then also July 31st at SC Works in McAllister Square. That's going to be all day, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Correct.
And one other thing that I wanted to ask you about is you mentioned Adam, the availability from, I think you said 5:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or
correct.
Have I got that right? And that's not necessarily that you're going to be driving that whole time, but I discovered that you can if you volunteer for stuff. There are not just morning and afternoon routes. Talk about some of the additional opportunities for transportation.
Well, some of the additional opportunities are field trips. You know, I always say it's great to be a student in Greenville County Schools because the opportunities that these children have are phenomenal. And there are a lot of field trips that these children go on. I mean, it's not uncommon for us to run 20 or 30 field trips a day. That's not uncommon at all.
Yeah.
So you have opportunities of, you know, to drive field trips. You have an opportunity to do the fine arts center runs.
Sure.
You could do the vocational schools. You know, that's another thing that I know that we're supremely proud of in Greenville County Schools is our fine arts and our vocational schools, you know, especially with all the certificates that are, you know, being handed out to these vocational kids. You know, they're coming out of school. And a lot of them, I believe they said they were starting jobs at double the minimum wage.
Wow.
You know, and without these bus drivers, these kids are not getting to these vocational schools to learn these trades. So that's one that I know that we're supremely proud of. And you can do child development center runs. You can do community-based instruction.
Well, and I was going to mention that one thing I remember doing as a special needs driver was picking up a single student who needed to go to a therapy session or a particular training that was at a different school. And so you would pick them up from one place and transport them and then wait, because, you know, a lot of times your session's only half an hour maybe.
Right.
And so you just wait for them to get done, pick them up and take them back. And it's really an opportunity to make some extra money.
It is.
If you're looking for that kind of overtime. And again, talking about the preferences, you had some people, they were just content to do their morning route and their afternoon route. They wanted 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours at night, and that's all they wanted to do. And that was perfectly fine with them. And I wanted to be on that bus as much as I could, because I knew that the more hours a clock, the more it was going to show up in my paycheck.
Well, I mean, we're extremely flexible. You know, if you're a hard worker and you want hours, we can provide you with it. We have several people that, you know, have retired, and they use the bus driver pay for their golfing money.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't want to do the extra routes because they want to go play nine holes of golf in between morning and afternoon route. We have several small business owners that work with us on a full-time basis, and they do it for the benefits, and they run their small businesses in between the morning and afternoon routes.
Yeah.
And then after afternoon route, they continue their small businesses into the evening. I mean, so we're flexible. You know, there is a need for bus drivers. You know, I'll tell you, it's not a glamorous job, but it is a rewarding job.
It's a job you can do. And I can't tell you how many people I've told, if you need a job, you can drive a bus.
Yes.
So one more time, let's mention these job fairs. July 17th at the Golden Strip Career Center from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Right.
And then July 31st at SC Works in McAllister Square, just on Pleasantburg Drive, just up the road from Greenville Tech, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And is there a website people can go to, Vicki, to learn more about this?
Yes, they can visit the Greenville County School District website, and that address is www.greenville.k12.sc.us.
Okay, one more time.
www.greenville.k12.sc.us.
It's kind of a mouthful. I'm going to try it one more time and see if I remember it. www.greenville.k12.sc.us.
Correct.
So there you go. There's the website if you want to find out more information. My guest today, Adam James, Director of Transportation for Greenville County Schools, and Vicki Sims, the hourly work group recruiter. Thank you very much for being here, y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's been my pleasure. I'm Chris Evans, and this has been Focus on the Upstate.
You've been listening to Focus on the Upstate with Chris Evans. If you would like more information on today's topic, email Chris at cevans@intercom.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.